Traveller's Walk. It was nearly 6 in the morning when Lynn finally brought Sophie back from the police station.
It's all right. You can turn the light on.
Did we wake you?
Haven't been to sleep yet.
Oh, we've been away for hours.
You think I'd start snoring the minute you're gone? How is she?
How'd you be after all that? She's just had a bath. First time she's been able to wash since it happened.
And now she's in bed, eh?
Yeah.
Aye. I'll turf Bill out of his room. He's on the sofa in there. Alexis had company tonight.
Oh, I'm too tired to think about Alexis. Oh.
Very grueling, was it?
Oh, Matt, you can't imagine. As if she hadn't been through enough already.
I didn't think you'd be this long.
I hadn't realized what these women go through. The hanging around, the endless questions. That awful medical examination.
Poor kid.
It was the indignity of it all as much as anything.
Hmm.
I mean, can you imagine what it's like, anyway? Having an internal examination when you're as sore as she must be. And there's all the swabs and samples they take. They're even scraped under her fingernails, Matt.
Oh, they'd have to, wouldn't they?
And there's photographs. They took photographs, too.
Well, they must collect the evidence, love.
And after all that, when all she wanted to do was go home and wash, there were still more questions.
They've got to do their job.
It wasn't even the same man that had questioned her earlier. I mean, he was quite sympathetic. This was some clever dick who virtually implied that she'd made the whole thing up.
Well, I suppose they have to make sure it's a genuine rape case. Not just some necking session got out of hand.
Oh, obviously.
Well, it has been known.
It's quite obvious that isn't the case with Sophie.
Yes, to us. That's because we know her.
Well, I wish now we hadn't made her go to the police.
Oh, come on.
I am not surprised. Rape is one of the most unreported crimes.
Would you sooner the chap got away with
it? Well, he probably will anyway. Sophie's description doesn't add up to much. She didn't even see him properly. Just thought his voice sounded vaguely familiar, but couldn't say why.
Oh. So it may be someone she knows?
Mm. Or knows her, anyway.
Mm. Oh, well, I suppose she had this coming.
What do you mean?
Well, where she's been throwing herself at every Tom, Dick and Harry.
That's not fair.
Come on, you said yourself you had to tell her off for chatting up the customers. She doesn't exactly dress to deter men, does she?
Oh, I see. So every woman should go round in a shapeless sack from neck to ankle, should she?
Oh, heaven forbid.
And never so much as smile at a man.
I didn't say that.
Well, maybe Sophie has been a bit flirtatious lately, but why? Because her confidence has been badly knocked by Bill Ashton, not because she wants to be raped.
All right, all right.
If that's the sort of attitude Sophie's going to encounter from her friends, God help her. Now tell me that women enjoy being raped.
No, thanks. I want some sleep.
You may not care about Sophie, but I do.
Of course I ruddy well care about her. Why do you think I'm awake still? Indigestion?
Oh. I'm sorry, Matt. I just...
needed to take it out on someone, hmm?
Yes.
Oh, well. Better me than bash a cop.
Someone's feeling cheerful.
Ah, morning, Bill.
Just done the vegetables.
Great. I was wondering where they got to.
Yeah, well, we're a bit behind, Adam, this morning.
Hey, good news. I may have found someone to share the flat.
Aye.
Bloke I bumped into in the pub. Name of Dick and Firth. Works for the Herald. Provided Mike Nash doesn't object, it's all on.
Good.
Hey, Bill, I'm sorry I was a bit shirty when you turned the room down. Just me being paranoid.
That's okay.
I quite understand you're preferring a place of your own. Had any luck yet?
Look, Rob, I can't think about flats today. I'm not in the mood for small talk.
Sorry.
No, I'm sorry. It's the Sophie business. I can't get it out of my mind. God, what sort of a man would do that to a young girl?
Do what?
You don't know. I thought Lynn had rung through.
She did. Spoke to the chef. I just got a message to say she wouldn't be in today. What's happened to Sophie?
She was raped on her way home last night.
Oh, my God. So that was it.
What?
One of her flatmates phoned me last night in the early hours, said Sophie wasn't back. And I just dismissed it. I was talking to Dickon about the room and that. I could kick myself.
You couldn't have done anything.
I could have checked round. I could have gone out looking for
her. You might as well say if I'd still been with her, I'd have met her after work, seen her home. We can all start blaming ourselves. But the one who's really to blame is the bastard who did it.
Have the police got him?
Not yet. And bloody well better.
Was she hurt?
Well, what do you think?
She's staying with Matt and Lynn, is she?
For the time being.
Do you think she feels like seeing people?
She didn't at the last count. Not me, any road.
Perhaps I could send her some flowers.
Why not a get well card while you're at it?
Hello, anyone there?
Oh, sorry to keep you. Oh, good morning, Mr. Fitzroy.
Now, George, I've told you before, it's Donald.
Donald's, then.
I just looked in to pay my paper bill. Oh. So you're in charge today. Mm. Where's the gorgeous Shirley?
Oh, doing her weekend shopping. Yes. Let's see now.
Oh, she's the image of her mother when she was that age.
I didn't know Kath then.
No, except Shirley's more serious. Kath was always bubbling over with joie de vivre. Mm. Although I only saw her on stage, of course.
That's a pleasure I never had.
Oh, she was quite a woman, George.
Yes, yes.
You must miss her.
It is a bit lonely.
Well, you should look in at the Wagoners sometimes. There's plenty of congenial company there.
Yes, Cliff's always saying that.
Oh, I don't know what I'd do with that young Cliff now. Hmm? Best barman I've had in ages.
Really? Ah, here we are. It's the son you take, is it?
That's right.
And two Sundays as well. That's £1.46 for the fortnight.
Oh, thanks. All right. I think I can do that exactly.
Oh, good.
Yes, there you are.
Oh, I didn't know you had cats.
Cats? Me? No way. I'm allergic to the creatures.
Oh, my mistake. Those scratches on your hand. Nasty.
Yeah, those.
Yes. Look like the sort of thing my mother's old tabby used to give me from time to time.
No, I scratch myself gardening.
But there's no garden at the Wagoners, is there?
I was helping an old pensioner chum, putting in new roses and all that. They don't call me Dee today, Donald, for nothing, you know.
Yes, well, you'll have to wear gloves next time.
Yes, well, now, this won't get the glasses polished, will it? Be seeing you, George.
Right here.
Don't forget what I said about calling in for a drink sometime.
No, I won't.
And the first one's on the house.
Sophie?
I'm in here.
Oh, I thought I heard you around.
It is all right for me to have another bath, isn't it?
Yes, of course.
I feel I want to lie and soak forever.
Did you manage to eat any breakfast?
Not much. My stomach's all in knots still.
Now, that's hardly surprising. I rang Ben just now. He said he'd look in on his rounds.
Oh, thanks. What did he say when you told him?
And he was horrified, naturally, and very concerned.
I hope he won't tell anyone.
Of course he won't. He's a doctor.
But he's also family.
He'd only tell them if you wanted them to know.
No, I'd hate them to. Oh, they'd die.
I don't suppose they would, you know. Ben thought you might be worried about the risk of pregnancy.
Well, why? I mean, he knows I'm on the pill.
Yes, he thought you might come off it.
Oh, since Bill and I finished, you mean?
Well, he wasn't sure.
Mm. Don't know why I kept on, really. Living in hope, I suppose.
Lucky you did.
Yes. Did Ben say anything about the other risk?
Hmm?
VD.
Oh, Sophie, I'm sure there's no likelihood of that.
Yeah, but there's bound to be a chance of it, though, isn't there?
I suppose so.
It's just that it's the one thing I couldn't face.
Well, Ben will be able to advise you. I'm sure it'll be all right. Right, well, I'll leave you in peace to have your bath. You'll feel better after that.
Will I?
I very much hope so.
Who's that?
Arthur Tyson, of course.
Oh, sorry, Arthur. I didn't recognise your voice for the minute.
Probably because I'm suffering from severe bronchitis.
Oh, dear.
In fact, I'm speaking from my sick bed now.
It is bad news. I am sorry.
Well, it's good to hear a sympathetic voice for a change. Peter and his family couldn't give a damn.
Oh, I'm sure that's not so.
Well, would a caring son leave me here with no food for the weekend? I could fall down dead in the high street, which doubtless I shall if I have to go out in this weather. And Peter would merely see it as an inconvenient disruption to his domestic program.
Oh, well, can I do a bit of shopping for you? I'll be free this afternoon.
Oh, there's one true Christian left in the world.
Pardon?
And his name is George Underdown.
Oh, what's a friend for if you can't rally round in time of trouble? Yeah. I'm sure you'd do the same for me.
Well, of course I would, old chap. I'll dictate the list, shall I?
Where's my pencil? Righto, fire away, Arthur.
Half a dozen fresh farm eggs. You know the sort I like.
From Kinder's list.
Yes, that's right. Yes. One loaf of bread.
One loaf of bread. From the little Greek bakery.
Yes, a couple of tins of soup.
Don't tell me your favourite lobster bisque.
Oh, you even remember that?
Of course.
You may have to try the delicatessen at the top of the hill.
That's no trouble.
You know something, George? I feel better already.
How's Sophie?
Hello, Bill.
Was that the doctor you just left?
No. Another CID man with more questions. But Ben was here earlier.
What did he say?
He was more concerned with her mental condition than her physical one. The bruises and cuts will go in time. The psychological damage could last longer.
Aye.
He gave me the number of the Rape Crisis Centre.
What's that?
Well, they're people who give round-the-clock advice for women in Sophie's situation. Moral support as well as practical advice. Ben thought it might help if she had someone to talk to.
Surely it's friends she needs right now. People she knows, not well-intentioned strangers.
She needs both.
Look, do you think I could go up and see her?
She didn't want to see you last night, Bill.
It's today now.
But what's the point?
Because things are over between us, it don't mean I don't care about her. There may be something I can do to help. Yeah, let me take her up a cup of tea.
Please, be careful, Bill. Don't start it all up again, will you? I mean, not unless you intend to...
I won't.
And don't blame me if she tells you to get lost.
I won't do that either.
Come in.
Oh, Sophie. Brought you a cup of tea.
Thank you. Thanks for turning out of your room.
Oh, hardly mine.
Yeah, well, thanks all the same. I don't know how long I'll be staying here.
Oh, Sophie, I'm sorry, love. About what happened to you?
It wasn't very jolly.
I'll bet it wasn't. I don't know what to say.
It's nothing anyone can say. Thanks again for bringing the tea.
Just an excuse to come upstairs. Wanted to see you.
Oh, roll up, Sophie Richmond, freak of the week.
Stop it.
Well, that's what it was like last night. At the police station. Once they knew it was a rape case, all the young coppers wanted to get a deco.
Well, I'm not a copper, I'm me. If there's anything I can do for you...
Well, no, thank you.
I thought you might need some things fetching from Bayswater. Clothes and that.
Well, I do, but...
Well, let me collect them.
It's all right. I'll get Sarah or Marilyn to bring them over tomorrow.
Please. I want to help Sophie.
Why?
Well, things may not be as they were between us, but I can still be a friend, can't I?
Carefully choosing his words in case I misinterpret him. Fall on his shoulder, protesting my love again.
Look, Sophie,
but it's all right. You needn't worry. Because I don't feel anything for you anymore. Nothing. And after last night, I don't want to know about men. None of you. Ever again.
You can hear the next episode of Wagoner's Walk on Monday afternoon at 5:05 here on Radio 2. And meanwhile, there's another chance to hear that episode on Monday at 12:15. Wagoner's Walk this week was written by Jill Higham and Alan Downer and directed by Anton Gill and David Johnston.